Hi, good afternoon. My name is Ellie Maradella from Maricopa County Department of Public Health in Phoenix, Arizona. Maricopa County is the largest county in Arizona with a population of about 4 million, over half of Arizona's residents. Super Bowl took place in Glendale, Arizona on February 1st of 2015. In this presentation, I will describe the enhanced epidemiologic surveillance efforts that we had in place for Super Bowl and Super Bowl-related events. So I will discuss the Super Bowl planning structure, the surveillance strategies that were conducted. I will go over highlights in surveillance results and lessons learned. We monitor several events surrounding Super Bowl. We used Fiesta Bowl in December of 2014 as the same location as Super Bowl, the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale as a pilot test for our surveillance strategies. In addition to Super Bowl, we also closely monitored the NFL Pro Bowl, also in Glendale, the Waste Management Open in Scottsdale, the Super Bowl Central. These were activities in a 12-city block area in downtown Phoenix, and of course, we monitored the Super Bowl. All these events took place within a period of a week, Pro Bowl on January 25th, Waste Management Open and Super Bowl Central the last week in January, and Super Bowl on February 1st. This slide shows the monthly planning schedule. There was an executive committee, an executive advisory committee, a core planning group, and 24 resource working groups. Our agency, Maricopa County Department of Public Health, had representation in these groups, including the Public Health Resource Working Group. Over 60 agencies were represented in the planning structure. All local, county, state, tribal, and federal jurisdictions that were stakeholders in the Super Bowl venues and Super Bowl-related events were represented, and this planning took over 13 months. These are the epidemiologic surveillance strategies that were event-specific, developed for this event. An enhanced surveillance alert was sent to healthcare providers requesting them to report to us any increases in illness or unusual illness events. Enhanced surveillance was in place from January 22nd to February 6th. For enhanced animal surveillance, we contacted agencies that work with animal populations, sent them also a surveillance alert, and asked them to be on the lookout for any animal disease cases or outbreaks considered unusual, or that could involve BT agents and may signal a significant increase over background levels. We were looking at diseases such as plague, tularemia, and anthrax. Also, a 24/7 contact list for these agencies was developed. We also conducted syndromic surveillance at first aid stations looking for GI, respiratory, dermatological, and neurological syndromes. And we also collected injury data in addition to syndromic data in the field. Field surveillance was pilot tested during Fiesta Bowl, and we collected information during Pro Bowl, Super Bowl, and the NFL experience. In addition, we also collected syndromic data at the Phoenix Fire and Scottsdale Fire main dispatch rooms. For hotel surveillance, we partnered with 32 hotels located within 5-mile radius of major Super Bowl activities in Glendale, Scottsdale, and Phoenix. We provided hotels with educational information such as hand washing and sent hotel managers and security managers a link to an electronic surveillance questionnaire to be filled out daily. We also partnered with 16 urgent care sites located within 5-mile radius of major Super Bowl activities and also requested daily reports from them. We also developed a registry plan to obtain emergency contact information in case of an evacuation. We partnered with the NFL medical team and received daily line list transmissions of people visiting the NFL clinic, and also coordinated through our state and contacted the epidemiologists from the team states. We had ongoing surveillance efforts that have been in place in Maricopa for several years, such as school surveillance. And ILI surveillance. We partnered with the Poison Control Center to keep a 24/7 disease reporting line. We also had access, direct access to PCC data and monitored this on a daily basis during the Super Bowl events. An aberration detection system was in place for MESIS, that is our MESIS Medical Electronic Disease Surveillance Intelligence System, looking at significant increases in reporting of reportable diseases in Arizona. BioSense is the syndromic surveillance system that Arizona uses to monitor emergency room visits. And for us, BioSense 2.0 had just started in October of 2014, a new system, and we have been working with the DHS during the planning phase to ensure that data transmissions were going to be available in time for Super Bowl. Our plan was to look at the front end of BioSense daily during the enhanced surveillance period, looking at the C2 method to detect increases using default options and focusing on ILI and GI. In addition to BioSense, we also had a daily outbreak report And we also conducted EMS surveillance looking at the Arizona Pre-Hospital Information and EMS Registry system and monitoring, focusing on ILI and GI as well. And we also had media surveillance and computer surveillance in place. BioWatch, a federal government program that monitors air quality looking for VT agents, was in place, and we also partnered with hospitals, the Arizona State Lab, and the Maricopa County Environmental Services for food inspections at all the venues. I'm going to be showing you some of the maps. We have the capability to map in real time results from field surveillance of different events that were monitored. This is an example at the NFL Experience in downtown Phoenix, and the purple dots show the location of minor injuries, and the red dots show neurological conditions. These were mostly headaches. This is an example of field surveillance at the University of Phoenix Stadium. This is an example of a map for hotel surveillance and a map for agent carrier surveillance. We had a daily surveillance report. It had 5 pages, and it basically summarized all the surveillance efforts that were in place. And this was provided to all of the stakeholders. This is just the most important highlights of surveillance. As expected for us at that time period, we had widespread influenza activity in Maricopa County around the Super Bowl activities, and identified a few cases of influenza within the NFL family, but nothing of major consequence. Maricopa County experienced a considerable measles investigation that coincided with the Super Bowl event, but was not associated with Super Bowl. We ended up having 2 confirmed cases of measles associated with the Disneyland exposure. We identified 1 suspect through Super Bowl field surveillance that was subsequently ruled out. Also, an individual arrested that claimed to have measles was also ruled out. And we used Biosense to develop syndromic definitions for measles and screen about 20,000 cases for measles symptoms, all ruled out. Minor injuries were reported at all events through field surveillance, but again, nothing of major consequence. And a cyanide exposure identified by EMS was ruled out as a suicide. During the planning phase, we met with other jurisdictions that had experience with large events, such as to be very useful to know their lessons learned and what worked well for them and what did not work. Moving forward, every year we monitor Fiesta Bowl, but we'll be working on which other events should be monitored at the level of monitoring. We activated the Incident Command Center for Super Bowl and then had another activation at the same time for measles. We need algorithms to decide when to activate additional resources during special events, and I'm going to stop now.